Hey there, songbirds. Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm going to share with you three things that are keeping you from sharing your voice and how to release them, how to move past them so you can open your voice and unearth that buried treasure it holds for you. So you can finally share your gift with the world. So let's dive in. Welcome to Reawaken Your Voice. I'm Lainey Prendeville Crawford, holistic voice coach, singer, song weaver. I believe the song in your heart holds medicine for yourself and for the world. And yet too often, something happens along the way. We shut down our voice and our song goes unsung. Whether you stopped singing years ago or have always harbored an unrealized dream to start, if you're ready to finally give voice to those unsung songs in your heart, then take my hand as I guide you to free yourself from the inner critic, reignite your creativity, find your courage, sing with confidence, and reawaken those dormant parts of yourself aching for a revival. So dust off your songbooks, tune up your guitar, bust out your singing bowls, your shakers, your drum. Actually, all you really need is your voice, your breath, open ears, and an open heart. Let's play. All right, love. So I know you have this pull on your heart. Like you feel this aching to sing for people, to share the music inside of you, to reclaim your voice and integrate singing into your life on a deeper level. So I'm going to go through with you today the three things that I see over and over again that keep people from actually putting themselves out there and sharing their voice. And spoiler, I've struggled with all of these myself. So this also comes from my own personal experience. So let me give you an overview of the three things we're going to go deeper into. Number one, perfectionism. Oh yes, there's so much to say about this. Number two, overthinking. Overanalyzing. And number three, procrastination. Now, I'll talk about each of these in more detail, like all the sneaky ways they show up and what they can look like. And then I'll also share what you can actually do about it and how to move beyond that resistance and that fear that keeps showing up in all these different forms. So as I share these, listen for which one is most challenging for you right now so that we can begin to unravel and release it today. And I know I can cover each of these in its own episode, which I may do. I probably will. Like these are recurring themes for the artist. But today we get the overall picture and we're going to begin dismantling the block that's keeping you stuck right now. So, when I was bearing my gift, keeping my music to myself, suppressing my voice, when I was the artist in hiding, I was paralyzed and spinning in circles all at once. There were so many things keeping me stuck, keeping me from actually doing what I was called to do, what I was designed to do. I'll share a little bit about how each of these things have shown up for me, but let's start with perfectionism. This is hilarious that I'm teaching on this because it has been one of my greatest struggles throughout my entire life, but my entire career as a professional musician. And I was at a point where I wouldn't even warm up my voice because it was already not good enough in my mind. So I would just avoid it because I knew already, I had already decided it wasn't perfect. So I couldn't even begin. It was all or nothing. I was so hard on myself, so demanding of perfection, so caught up in this idea that I had to show up in a certain way or not show up at all. I wasn't meeting my voice where it was. It was either I show up perfectly or I don't show up at all. And like I already shared, I couldn't even get to the point of warming up my voice or practicing a song because in my mind it already wasn't perfect. So all or nothing, well, it's going to be nothing. The idea that practice makes perfect is such a lie. Perfection does not exist in this earthly realm. There is only one being that exudes perfection in my faith, and that is God. So who am I to think that I could ever be perfect? I am not God. I am a human, a messy, messy human. Ah, what a relief. Let yourself be the messy human that you are. That is what people relate to. That is what people connect with. It's the mess. It's the raw emotion, those gritty parts of ourselves that we try to hide. That's the stuff that people connect with. And that's what we're doing when we sing. We are connecting heart to heart. This can also show up as feeling like you're not ready to share your music until it's finished. So you keep refining it and perfecting it perpetually into eternity, and it never goes anywhere because it's never finished, because it's never perfect. That reminds me of a quote. I think it's attributed to Leonardo da Vinci. Art is never finished, only abandoned. You can continue to refine it, revise it into eternity as the artist, because you get to decide, is this finished? But you continue to evolve. You continue to grow. You're in a different headspace as you move through your days and your years of life. So, of course, it can always evolve and change. But in order to move beyond just that one piece and to continue to create, there needs to be a point of release where we're letting go of everything it could be and allowing it to be what it is and deciding, this is finished. I feel complete. Now, this perfectionism underneath all of it, there's really just this fear of judgment. And all the while, you're judging yourself. But then there's this idea of, well, what will other people think of it? How will they judge this piece that I'm creating? Or how will they judge my voice where it is today? So what's the underlying fear there? The second thing keeping you from sharing your voice is the overthinking, the overanalyzing. This can look like, how do I record these songs as demos, or what equipment do I need, and then how do I, you know, plug it in and make it all connect, and you're researching microphones and interfaces and how it all works, and then you get lost in this technology piece. Or you're like, oh, what about copyright? I should research how to do that. And then you get like bogged down with all this stuff that is not your forte, not your area of expertise. And you end up overwhelmed and uninspired and confused, so you do nothing. Right? Confused people do nothing. So maybe you dream up a virtual show you could put on to share your music. Like, you're full of these ideas of how you could offer this up. And you get all excited about the set lists and what songs you'll share and the stories you're going to tell about each song. And then you get stuck thinking about what platform to use, or how to schedule it, and how to invite people, and which people to invite, and oh, will anyone show up, and what am I going to say? Or maybe you start like gathering all these cover songs, and you're going to play this open mic or play this local event, or you just get caught up thinking about the logistics and who to contact and how to fit it in your schedule. And you're planning each and every step before it happens, before the next is revealed. As creatives, we are full of ideas. And this creative mind is so beautiful in the way that it opens up all these possibilities. What if this? Well, if this, then that. And it seems so simple, and yet we need to hear it again and again. Take the next best step. That step that's right in front of you. And trust that the next will be shown. Trust that the path will emerge as you walk it. And yes, this requires trust. Trust and acting in faith. I'm envisioning this path in the woods, and it's dark, but you're holding this lantern and you can only see what's right in front of you. And there's this vast, dark, overgrown wilderness all around you. But there's this light. Follow the light. Let the light guide you, even if it only is showing you what's right in front of you. If there is a big root in your way before, as you're going to take that step, you'll see the root. You'll be able to step over it and keep going. If there is a fork in the road, it will reveal itself to you as you are posed with that decision. Do I go left or do I go right? Let the light guide you and trust that this is an eternal flame that will be there with you to guide you every step of the way. So what's that next step that's right in front of you? Take it. Number three, procrastination. I call this the back burner. I'll do that someday. Oh, wouldn't that be great to do that someday? I have no time to do it right now. You know, I have more important things to do. It's not going to make me money, so it's not a priority. I can't see how it's going to work, so I'll just put it off until I can get clarity around it and I figure out what to do about it. Or I'll do it once I'm totally ready, once my voice is in prime shape, like when the circumstances are just right. I'll do it when I get all my other ducks in a row. I'll do it in this order and it'll make sense, and that's the logical thing to do. It's responsible to prepare. All of this is really just fear in disguise. So what is it really? What is the fear? There's something else there. Dig in. Like all of these things, these three things that are keeping you from sharing your voice, all of these have underlying fears. I'm not a singer. I'm not a performer. I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a fill in the blank. I'm not an artist. I'm not a musician. Is it the imposter syndrome? Like, who am I to do this? They'll find out I'm really a fraud. Like, this is a fluke. Are you comparing yourself to others or to your past self or to your idea of perfection? Is there a fear of being copied? Of people stealing your ideas as a creative? Is it not safe for you to share your voice and speak your truth or sing your truth? Was there a traumatic experience or an abuse that happened or oppression from the government? Could it threaten your livelihood or your relationships to speak the truth, to share your voice? These are real fears. Like, they're valid. Are you afraid of outshining others? So you keep playing small and you want to make others feel more comfortable? Or is it that fear of judgment? What will people think? Why should they take me seriously? These are the underlying fears that are simmering beneath the surface of perfectionism, overthinking, procrastination. And while, yes, they are valid, they feel so real. Can you choose your art instead? Can you choose to answer the calling on your heart instead? Or in spite of, or anyway? Can you do it anyway? Now, I'm going to be really vulnerable with you guys. My greatest struggle in these right now is number three. It's the back burner. Recording my songs have been on the back burner for so long. I share them openly. I've performed them or offered them in various contexts. But to package them up in a box labeled finished product, that's my struggle. Now, the underlying fear, there's perfectionism there. I can't make it a finished product. It's not done. We talked about this, right? Yeah. Hey, I feel you. The fear of not living up to people's expectations, my own included, which are pretty impossible standards. This is the perfectionism, right? And I know it so well now that I can see it for what it is. And I'll tell you right now, I choose my art, not my fear. So I have been guided to take you along with me on this journey of realizing that dream of recording my music and sharing it widely in a recorded format rather than live. So what's yours? What is the fear, or which of these three things are your greatest challenge right now? Now, you've probably experienced all of them at some point. I know I have. You know, they come up again and again. And the art is really learning how to dance with them, how to see them for what they are and make another choice, right? But what is the underlying fear of that for you? This is something to really dig into. So you want to come with me? You want to come with me and do this thing where, you know, that thing that's been on your back burner, we can do it together. I'll take you with me through the weeds and the muck and the sticky parts that make me want to keep putting it off. You know, it's funny, in my mind, I thought, before I start this podcast, I should have all my songs recorded and put them out there, and then I can talk about this. But what I've actually been guided to do in my heart is to take you along with me, which feels a little scary. But it's so exciting because I get to show you that you can do it too. Whatever that thing is for you, whatever your heart is calling you towards, that thing that is on your back burner, that thing that you know you have inside of you, but it's so terrifying to share it. You can do this too. Sure, I could have done it the other way. But how much more fun will it be to do it together? And you can, you know, walk alongside me in this journey and learn through everything that I'm going through and everything that you're going through, and we can support one another. So which is your most prominent block at the moment? Like, is there one you're struggling with that I didn't list? Unmask that fear. What is it really? Whatever that one is, I want you to take a moment with these prompts. You can write this out in your journal and let it flow through your pen, or you can speak it out loud, let it flow through your voice. That's really powerful too, just without pause. Let go of the filter. So I'm going to give you these prompts and kind of create some space in between where you would fill in your own words. So here we go. I've been holding my breath, hiding, holding back from unleashing the fullness of my sound. I keep telling myself, but it's really my that's keeping me silenced, stifled, muffled, suppressed, small. But when I look a little closer and listen a bit more gently, I'm really just afraid that And I love myself anyway. I trust that. I move forward knowing that with this breath, this new inspiration fills my lungs and a new beginning arrives. I am ready to. It's time to. What is it time to do? What is that one thing? If it's not a specific action, how can you make it into an action step? So, for example, for me, it's time to compile, record, and release my songs into the world as an album. Okay. So I'm already making steps forward with this. I already bought the studio time. And then I needed to schedule the time blocks. So I sent an email to my sound engineer and I scheduled it. It's on my calendar. So now I need to carve out deeper practice time in my schedule to prepare. So what's the first step? Commit. Because that date for my studio time, when I'm going into the studio to record, it is done, it is decided, it is scheduled, it is booked with the studio. It helps so much to have a deadline, like a date where, okay, it's happening that day, whether I'm ready for it or not. So I better prepare. And the more prepared I am, the more efficient that time can be and the more fruitful it will be. You know, I've also made an investment, paying for that time, paying for the professionals who are going to help me, who are going to support me moving forward. So what is that next step for you? What came up for you in that journaling prompt where it was just kind of unfiltered stream of consciousness, filling in those blanks in between the prompts I gave you? What came through? Did you have any surprises? Did you have anything that was difficult to look at? Did you unearth some new perspective or truth? If you'd like support with anything that came up for you through that journaling process, or any of those underlying fears that are just holding you down, any of those three things that are keeping you small, keeping you from sharing your heart in the way you know you're called to, I invite you to book a session with me so we can work through it together. You do not have to do this alone. I am here for you as a sister in this vocal journey, and I want to get to know you and get to know your voice and give you the support you need to move forward, because the world needs your voice. And so do you. The link to book your session is in the show notes, so I invite you, take that next step. Until next time, keep nurturing that song in your heart. Lots of love. Hey friend, thank you so much for listening. If this episode unlocked something in you or moved you in some way, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming this, and share this episode with a friend who's been praying for a vocal breakthrough. Until we meet again, keep nurturing that song in your heart. Lots of love.